charge. Now the dispersed systems we're going to look at. Our first one then is a type of aerosol, a liquid aerosol, and a classic example would be fly spray. So if you've got a modern, decent quality fly spray, it'll put out an extremely fine mist. That mist is quite stable, and so the dispersion medium is air, which is a gas. Dispersed phase is a liquid. Fog's another example. We can have solid aerosols, so that was the smoke that I just talked about. The only difference now is the dispersed phase particles are solid. Some of these systems as well, they can travel very large distances. So in the case of dust storms, we regularly get dust from Australia, ends up on the ski fields over in New Zealand. In Africa, the dust storms from the Sahara end up in Europe. So this is quite a common indication that you're dealing with a dispersed system because the particles are stable in the dispersion medium for a long period of time. If you get a high quality bear, it's an example of a dispersed system. You're now taking a gas in very small bubbles, dispersing it into a dispersion medium, it's a liquid, and as long as it's a very small bubble size, it will stay stable for a long period of time. Emulsions. So milk is an example of a liquid and liquid emulsion. Now what we're looking at is the different polarities of the liquids. So an oil and liquid, oil and water emulsion then says that the bulk medium is the water, and the dispersed phase is the oil. So if I say it's oil and water, then the first one then is the dispersed phase, and the second one is the dispersion medium. Whereas if I said it was a water and oil emulsion, it would be round the other way. So in the case of milk then, it's an oil and water emulsion. So a high quality mayo is an example of an emulsion. If you don't beat it well enough, then the particle size for the dispersed phase doesn't fit in the right range, and so the thing separates.